We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, patient viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VizioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10 en Gativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotos on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampa, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high quality video and streaming audio broadcast. as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, 10,000 rural homes in Algeria will have solar power-produced electricity by the end of December 2011. In community news, Indian youth pledge to abstain from illegal drugs. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Where are you hiding?
I did.
Right here?
Today, December 3rd, is the United Nations International Day of Persons with Disabilities. This year's theme is Together for a Better World for All, including persons with disabilities in development. It is a time to promote understanding and raise awareness about supporting the dignity, rights, and well-being of people with disabilities and the importance of embracing their involvement in all parts of life. Among the possible activities for this day are public forums, information campaigns, art exhibits, and special performances emphasizing the many gifts of people with disabilities. May all citizens of every country be appreciated and blessed with lives filled with respect and love as we observe the International Day of Persons with Disabilities.
Flying news. Dozens missing after fatal Indonesia landslide. At least 5 people perished after a landslide buried more than 37 homes in Baruja and 6 other villages in Majo district of North Sumatra's South Nias Regency on Wednesday, November 30th. Villagers were racing to find some 30 other missing victims, as well as 2 people who were swept away by a river. The landslide followed heavy rains that caused the river to overflow, collapsing a vital bridge as it also inundated scores of homes. Officials from the Regional Disaster Management Agency stated on Friday that the disaster area was still largely inaccessible, thus hindering search and rescue operations, but that they would continue trying their best and would send more help as soon as possible.
Conveying all her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our nearby association members please consult with local officials on needed assistance. Saying that funds are available for emergency aid, she also requested that they go, if possible, to render help to the most desperate. We are grateful for the caring response of the Indonesian officials and personnel, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her wholehearted concern. With sympathies for the lives lost and our prayers that the missing are safely found, may such tragedies be averted through our concerted efforts of greater kindness as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring.
Worse right now. Yet to come.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment.
Whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
To have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
that, you know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Hãy subscribe cho kênh Ghiền Mì Gõ để không bỏ lỡ những video hấp dẫn.
dậy, em ơi bừng tỉnh dậy. Hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới, để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc hùng hoan. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới, để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc hùng hoan. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới, để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc hùng hoan.
Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 417. Be vegan, Supreme Master Qinghai.
St. Lucia Swearzin, Prime Minister. In a ceremony led by Governor General Dame Paulette Luisi, Dr. Kenny Anthony was inaugurated as the island nation's 10th Prime Minister on Wednesday, November 30th, after his party won 10 of the 17 seats in Parliament in general elections 2 days earlier. In embarking on a second term as the nation's Premier, Prime Minister Anthony thanked the people of St. Lucia for their trust and confidence, as he said, "We have to do our utmost to work together as a team, as one people, and always remember that the paramount consideration has to be at all times the best interests of the people of St. Lucia. Our sincere accolades, Prime Minister Anthony, on your renewed post. Wishing you success in fulfilling your nation's unified ideals so that all may flourish in happiness and well-being."
International commitment for global aid. Concluding the 3-day high-level forum on aid effectiveness on Thursday, December 1, 2011, some 3,500 delegates from 160 donor and recipient nations meeting in Busan, South Korea, signed the Busan Declaration. This accord pledges closer work together as well as a shift in focus towards supporting nations' development, as it ensures that tens of billions of U.S. dollars in aid are best applied as they go toward helping those most in need, with dignitaries present from countries such as Brazil, Russia, India, and China. Also attending were U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, and South Korean President Lee Myung-bak. Commenting on the meeting's success, Anhel Guria, head of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, which co-hosted the event, stated, "Never before has there been such an inclusive and fully engaged process behind international development."
It was successful because first time ever we really created more global partnership on aid effectiveness. So it gives new opportunities to use development aid much more focused for better results, for human rights and for democracy.
Hats off and heaven bless your excellencies and hosting South Korea for this fruitful conference. May your constructive partnerships continue, with citizens worldwide benefiting through lives of dignity, fulfillment and peace.
Kyrgyzstan's new president inaugurated. After winning over 60% of the popular vote in October elections, former Prime Minister Almazbek Atambayev took the oath of presidential office on Thursday, December 1st. Addressing the nation in a pledge to uphold principles of democracy and peace, he stated, "I swear before God and the people to fairly carry out the duties of the head of state, guard the rights of citizens, strictly follow the Kyrgyz constitution, defend the unity of the people, and protect the integrity and security of the state. Your Excellency, we respectfully congratulate you on your new position. May you be guided with wisdom as you carry out your goals that serve the noblest ideals of all fellow country citizens."
Save our planet. UN report warns of worsening effects of climate change. Culminating several years of research, a new document has been published by the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC. With conclusions linking extreme weather to climate change, the final version's release coincided with the COP17 United Nations Climate Change Conference that launched on Monday, November 28th in Durban, South Africa.
Just a few days ago, we brought out a special report which essentially deals with extreme events and disasters. And we've come up with a number of very profound findings One of them was that a changing climate does lead to extreme weather and increasing severity and frequency of climate events.
The comprehensive analysis provided in the special report on managing the risks of extreme events and disasters to advance climate change adaptation not only confirms adverse global warming effects observed by fellow scientists in recent years, it goes on to state that decisive mitigation is necessary to avoid significant worsening of conditions. For example, in forecasting emission scenarios based on human actions to halt climate change, the one resulting from the least intervention would increase hot days by a factor of 10 in most regions of the globe.
If we don't do anything, then by the end of this century, those heat waves which have been taking place once in 20 years will now take place once in 2 years. And I don't want to remind you of what happened in 2003 when there was a severe heat wave in Europe. Over 40,000 lives were lost.
Citing the impacts of both past and current disaster events, the report also notes that the cost to both human lives and livelihoods have become steeper. Southern Europe, Western Africa, and even the United States have been facing longer and worsening droughts, with the U.S. experiencing one of the worst years ever in 2011 in terms of weather calamities, including massive wildfires in Texas following prolonged drought, as well as harsh October snowstorms on the East Coast. Meanwhile, Asia has seen unprecedented flooding in places like northern Thailand, claiming some 600 lives, as Pakistan's Sindh province was inundated once again as residents were still recovering from floods in 2010 that had left 6 million people homeless. With 95% of fatalities resulting from such disasters being in developing countries, the IPCC is calling for increased adaptive measures while emphasizing the necessity of reducing greenhouse gases to avert further catastrophes.
I think the world has to realize the urgency of action, because if we delay action, then clearly we are incurring much higher costs. Globally, we have to mitigate the emissions of greenhouse gases, because adaptation alone will not be adequate and we will not have the capacity to be able to handle all these impacts in the future.
Our appreciation, Dr. Pachauri, Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, and all scientists involved for these further insights and forecasts on the increasingly severe effects of climate change. May leaders act now and adopt planet cooling measures to ensure the safety of all lives on Earth.
During a January 2009 video conference in Mongolia, Supreme Master Qinghai spoke about the best way to rapidly mitigate climate change and its dangerous impacts.
We must, first of all, and the most important thing, we have to stop global warming by choosing a sustainable diet that is vegan. This will almost immediately stabilize the planet, the weather, and then we can think about adapting to the changes. I hope we don't have to adapt, but otherwise it might be too late. If we don't take care of the problem at the root right now, we will have no planet to even adapt to. It's a very sad affair and very urgent. So in order to neutralize the effects resulting from the ever more severe climate, we must stop the raising of livestock to kill for food. We must live a vegan, animal-free, cruelty-free lifestyle according to Buddhist teaching and according to scientific evidence that this is the best way for us to stop the global warming and the fastest and the most efficient and the most long-lasting.
Save our planet. Coinciding with the launch of the Climate Change Summit in South Africa on November 28, 2011, Chief Negotiator for the Alliance of Small Island States, or AOSIS, Selwyn Hart, called for decisive action, saying that it might be too late for small islands, which could be submerged by the rising sea levels if an international agreement is delayed.
Save our planet. As temperatures in the nation's capital of Washington, D.C., USA, reach record highs of 70 degrees Fahrenheit or 21 degrees Celsius on November 27th in 2011, scientists warn of the wider implications of such warming, based on a recent report from the UN World Meteorological Organization, which states that 13 of the hottest years on record occurred within the last 15 years.
Warning news. A new Norwegian study published on November 29, 2011 in the journal Addiction finds that alcohol availability during the open hours of pubs and bars has a direct effect on violence in the region, with 1 hour earlier closure reducing such disturbances, while closing an hour later yields an average of 16% higher violence.
It's Goofy the Giraffe here. I'm a merry vegan. No animal products for me. Now a tip of the day. Working with fresh chili peppers like jalapenos or habanero can cause a burning sensation to your hands. This is due to the substance capsaicin in them. To cool off your skin, you can try applying lemon or lime juice on it. The citric acid in the juice counteracts the alkaline in the chili. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. And now for the worldwide weather.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Japan, our association members from Gunma Center held their 15th SOS Global Warming Seminar at the Kakigawa Central Library in Kakigawa City, Shizuoka Prefecture. The citizens there are greatly concerned about environmental protection. Kakigawa City is the first city in the country to implement the Low Carbon Emission Declaration, which emphasized saving resources and energy and advocated living in harmony with nature. Solar panels were installed on all the elementary and high schools in the city. At the meeting, the vegan diet as the most viable solution to mitigate climate change was highlighted. Speakers discussed the damage to the planet caused by using animal products, raising livestock, and using chemical fertilizers in agriculture. The plant-based diet's health, ecological, and compassionate benefits were explained. Following the seminar, each participant received a complimentary delicious vegan-packed lunch.
中身が牛肉というんでしょうか、肉食の話から入ったものですから、その切り口というんでしょうかね、関係性、あまり知らなかった、正直知らなかったお話でしたので、とても新鮮というか、衝撃を受けました。大変勉強になったというふうに思います。ベジになってエコを実践、地球を救うために、私も頑張りたいと思います。少しでも、 一人が自覚を持って、地球を救うために頑張っていかなきゃいけないなということを、この今日セミナーに参加して改めて思いました。ベジになってエコを実践、地球を救うために。
Let's all join together and take the bath of kindness to save our world. Choose the vegan lifestyle today.
In sustainable energy news, 10,000 rural homes in Algeria will have solar power produce electricity by the end of December 2011. The North African country has launched a program to develop solar, wind, and geothermal power. This is being reinforced with policies to encourage saving resources. Kudos, Algeria, on your forward-thinking development of clean energy. May such green technologies bring abundance and well-being to your warm-hearted citizens. Coming up on Noteworthy News, students, teachers and parents join in an anti-illegal drug campaign in India. We'll just go for a short walk and be right back. Please stay tuned for more Righteous News on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, salutable news for a respectful world. In community news, Indian youth pledged to abstain from illegal drugs. Students at Mara Banes' High School in Kochi in Kerala State affirmed their commitment to following a healthy lifestyle at the launching of the Adolescents Against Drug Abuse program sponsored by the Kerala Police Association. Students, teachers, and parents all participated in seminars and awareness camps held throughout the district. Furthermore, a group run was held in support of the campaign. Our sincere appreciation, Kerala Police Association and all those taking part in this laudable project. May each individual adopt positive ways of thinking and acting for optimum health and happiness.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Italian entitled Toto.
Totò è in giardino con suo fratello e la madre dalla casa gli chiede: Totò, cosa sta facendo tuo fratello?
Nulla, risponde Totò. Allora la mamma chiede ancora: e tu cosa fai?
Lo sto aiutando.
And now for our viewers' heartline on an interview with esteemed two-time Oscar-winning composer, Mr. Al Kasha, on a journey through aesthetic realms, music and poetry. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
I just watched the interview with Mr. Al Kasha, and I'm so touched by his words and his sincerity. He is such a simple, beautiful, and honest soul. I like him, and I always remember what he said. A friend is a sweet responsibility and never an opportunity. Thank you, Mr. Al Kasha. Sarah from Paris, France.
Sweet Sarah, it is great to hear from you. The legendary Al Kasha has brought joy to us with his incredible wonderful compositions speaker, for almost 40 years. Heart, his exquisite setting to music of Supreme Master Qinghai's deeply moving verses still resounds in the hearts and souls of many enthralled listeners. May God's abundant blessings be with you and all the well-wishing people of France.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May celestial light continue to illuminate our world.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In Erbil, capital of the autonomous Iraqi region of Kurdistan, Regional President Masoud Barzani joins Palestinian officials in welcoming the first Palestinian consulate to the region.
A report from the United Nations Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean states that poverty and inequality in the region is at its lowest in 20 years, thanks largely to higher wages and increased government funding for social programs.
During a meeting with Alexei's or Vietnamese Prime Minister Nguyen Thanh Yong, Thailand's Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra thanks him for his country's help during recent floods as the leaders acknowledge their nation's long-standing cooperation and friendship.
Finland donates 1 million euros to the United Nations World Food Programme, or WFP, Afghanistan to nourish some 40,000 young children, an amount that doubles the nation's contributions over those of the previous year.
In Japan's Tottori Prefecture, Fuga and Karin are the first toy poodles to join police as canine partners, where they will contribute their exceptional sense of smell and intelligence to help find missing persons, such as hikers in the mountains.
An anonymous Good Samaritan is being dubbed Secret Santa after he gives out $20,000 and $100 cash distributions to the less fortunate in Reading, Pennsylvania, USA, as a way to bring joy to people's lives and spread kindness during the holiday season.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.